In part 11 of the 2023 Miami Hurricane opponent preview series, I will preview the Louisville Cardinals, our opponent at Hard Rock Stadium on November 18th in the home regular season finale. Well, Scott Satterfield came to Louisville following a phenomenally successful career at App State, and he brought the team to 3 bowl games in 4 years, giving everyone a free pass for 2020. But he was constantly on the hot seat after going 8-5 in his first season, partially because the fans wanted Jeff Brohm. Well, Scott Satterfield left to take over at Cincinnati, which had suddenly become a treasure with the Big 12 transition and with the 2021 college football playoff berth still fresh, at least in terms of recent success. The new conference, the Power 5, and the Power 5 title, it's not entirely incorrect to describe it as lateral motion, to be generous. But despite his team's winning 18 games over the last 3 years, including the Fenway Bowl he didn't coach in, by the way, Satterfield only won 51% of his games in 4 seasons at Louisville, and no one was even slightly surprised to see him leave. Reason why is Louisville wanted Brohm. He's their favorite son. He was born in Louisville. He went to school there. It was thought to be a dead certification for this job at some point in his coaching career. Now, while at Purdue, he won 51% of his games in his 6 seasons in West Lafayette and 19 victories in the last 3 years. Listen, what Brohm did over there at Purdue cannot be ignored. He took over a program that had lost 5 straight seasons and 8-9 years prior to his 7-6 2017 beginning. It wasn't always easy. At least he had a hard 2020, and he went through a streak of 3 straight losing seasons until winning 17 games the past 2 years and advancing to the Big Ten championship game last season. And that's the point here. Brohm just coached a Big Ten team in Purdue that went to the championship game, and now he's at Louisville, where 8-win seasons now look underwhelming, given the relatively recent history of success under Charlie Strong and Bobby Petrino. Now, when you talk about Brohm, you have to mention the offense first. Their starting quarterback is new, and the wide receiver room will now come exclusively from the portal. At least the key guys will. Georgia State's Jamali Slash is the most experienced and the most dangerous of them all. Kevin Coleman was an important recruit for Deion at Jackson State, and they joined Cincinnati's Jaden Thompson and Tennessee's Jimmy Calloway in the rotation. Tight ends have played a big role in Brohm's offenses, with the main focus being 6'5", 260-pound rookie Jamali Johnson, who will soon be a key piece in Brohm's offense. The man that was the starter the past few years, Malik Cunningham, was the team's most dangerous runner, but now he's in Foxborough with the Patriots, trying to win a spot there. The good news is with lead rusher Juhar Jordan coming back, he'll bring his 5.7 yards per carry and 815 yards with him. And with the addition of Maurice Turner, this is a ready-to-use option. And they'll team with Isaac Garendo, who comes over from Madison. And these talented backs work behind a solid veteran lineup centered around center all-star Brian Hudson and tackle Renato Brown. The portal helped close the gap with the additions of tackles Eric Miller from Purdue, who comes over with Brohm, Willie Tyler from Rutgers, and guard John Paul Flores from Virginia. Now let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. The offense is good, but there's a question mark here, given how disruptive Louisville's defense was last year. Ron English, who comes over with Brohm from Purdue, will fill that same role in Louisville. Now, the Boilermaker was good. Boilermaker defense was good, but not great. They ranked 10th in the Big Ten with no production behind the line, while Louisville was 1st in sacks, 7th in tackles for loss, and had 70 fewer yards per game than Purdue. They allowed 70 fewer yards per game. Now, their top pass rushers are gone, but Aston Gilliatt is a great 6'3", 270-pound end who can get into the backfield and should run well against. Most that will come around Desmond Tull, a 320-pound Arizona State 320 pounder, who come around. Most of that will come around Desmond Tull. I'm sorry, 320 pound Arizona State transfer Jermaine Lowell has the potential to be the team's top player if he can stay healthy after missing the last 2 years. Now, most of the other defensive players have either graduated or transferred, but Stephen Heron is coming out of Stanford in a hybrid role. He'll be more of a linebacker. Some young option will get a chance under to be on that defense from among Jaden Jackson Hamilton, 6 foot, 220 pound sophomore. He isn't big, but he can move inside. Now the transfer portal loaded up that receiving hall, but the secondary got even more help when you add corner Storm Duck from North Carolina and Marcus Groves Kilbrew from Texas A&M. They'll get a big boost with the return of Jarvis Brownlee, who has 67 tackles with 2 passes and 12 pass breakups, as well as Cameron Kelly, who comes over from Virginia. Devin Neal comes over from Baylor, and Gilbert Frierson, who comes over from UM. They'll make a good safety situation even better with veteran Josh Minkins around. Now, the key to Louisville's season is continue to run the football. Now, while Purdue's offenses were known for their passing game, the team won when they ran the ball well. It'll be the same for the Cardinals, but in a different way, without Malik Cunningham, who, as mentioned earlier, is now in Foxborough. Now, Louisville has the backs, and they'll see a lot more action, as Jack Plummer won't do much on the move. Now, here's something you have to remember. When it ran for 170 yards last year, the team went 7-1 and nearly beat FSU. 1-4 when it didn't. Now, the biggest addition and loss for the Cardinals was edge Stephen Heron, who comes over from Stanford. However, they did lose Monty Montgomery to Ole Miss, and losing James Turner was a big loss, who's now in Ann Arbor with Michigan. All Turner did was go 20 for 22 on field goals last year. Montgomery was a linebacker in the middle of that defense with 160 tackles for loss and 23.5 tackles for loss, with 15 sacks and 7 forced fumbles over his 4 years. Heron is 6'4", 240-pound outside linebacker and rusher, who recorded 72 tackles with 10 sacks and 13 tackles for loss in his 4 years in Palo Alto. And now he has to step up and be a priority for protection. It's a big change, but the most important new guy is Jack Plummer, especially with Malik Cunningham gone. And Brock Doman doesn't scare people at all with his mobility. Now, Plummer should be drafted if he does well. The year of the protagonist, however, if the pivot were to happen to a program that needs minor tweaks, then a complete overhaul, Plummer should rest assured of that. All he did was throw for 3,405 yards and 26 touchdowns in his 3 seasons at Purdue. He's a veteran now who needs to play in as he enters his 5th season. I mean, he comes over from Cal. He was 3 years at Purdue, 3405, 26 touchdowns in 3 seasons. He threw for nearly 3,100 yards and 21 touchdowns at Cal last year. The key game for the Cardinals will be on the road at Georgia Tech on September 1st. It's the first game of the season and in the ACC and of Jeff Braun's tenure in Louisville. It's a huge opportunity to take a huge step immediately with a relatively competitive ACC schedule ahead. Now, they have not faced Georgia Tech since 2020, when the Cardinals were one of Georgia Tech's 3 victories that year. They also lost the 2018 opener at home 66-31, the only times the two Browns have faced each other. Now, the 2023 season could be a challenging one for the Cardinals, as Jeff Brohm's offense should be effective from the outset, and the influx of transfers will provide a boost to the defense. However, there are a lot of difficult 50-50 games on the schedule, including Murray State, Indiana, Kentucky, and Notre Dame. The Cardinals have an opportunity to make a late surge of 3 home games against Virginia Tech, Duke, and Virginia, all of whom will be ranked higher than Louisville. Boston College is a must-win for the Cardinals. But road games against NC State, Pitt, and Miami are all formidable opponents. Now, as for McCain's perspective, this is the home regular season finale, as I mentioned at the beginning. I feel of the 7 wins I expect us to get that you can put in the bank, this will be the toughest of the 7. In the end, though, I think too much depth, too many weapons, it'll be too much for the Cardinals to overcome. My prediction for the Cardinals in 2023 is 7-5 when you look at everything put together. In the finale of the opponent preview series, I will preview the Boston College Eagles.